first of all, I mean, these are unprecedented times, so we appreciate your time today, and I guess happy St. Patrick's Day to you. I guess we'll start with the news that's breaking right now. Ontario is joining Quebec and PEI in declaring states of emergency due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Is the federal government prepared to declare a state of emergency?
Well, I think every province has different tools. Every level of government has different tools. We have been focused on what we can do and what we need to do every step of the way based on science, based on the top recommendations of health officials. We are, of course, constantly looking at new tools and the next things that we're going to need to do to keep Canadians safe. We took significant measures yesterday, and the Public Health Officer of Canada announced that we were going to be recommending no gatherings of more than 50 people anywhere across the country. These are the kinds of steps that we need to take now in terms of social distancing. People need to stay home. People need to try and do what they can to hunker down. We're going to be flowing income supports to millions of Canadians. We're going to be making sure that we're able to weather this crisis in the right way.
But have you had discussions at all with the provinces or within cabinet to potentially declare a federal state of emergency under the Emergencies Act?
We are looking at the details of the Emergency Act carefully to look at the different elements that could be useful in this situation. There's obviously elements in that act that don't apply or wouldn't be useful in a virus situation, but we are looking at all the tools that we need, and I can tell you that there haven't been limits structurally on the things that we've felt we needed to do or need to do, but we will of course make sure that we're able to do the things we need to do.
Okay, so you say that there are certain things that don't apply at the moment. Where is that threshold? I mean, people across the country are being told to stay in their homes, businesses are being closed, borders are being closed to most travelers, the virus is spreading. So, what will it take for the federal government to make that declaration?
Well, it's not just about what it takes to make the declaration. It's what does that declaration actually give us? What are the powers that we don't actually have that we would need so that we would put in the Emergencies Act? Right now, the announcements we're making have not required that. The science has not told us to take further steps until we take them, and we will make sure that we take every step every given way. The Emergencies Act isn't a thing in itself. It's a way of bringing in further measures. And right now, we're bringing in all the measures that we need.
Now, you talked about income supports for Canadians. Obviously, this is top of mind for most people who are sitting at home right now in isolation, worried about paying the rent, paying for groceries. We're nearing the end of the month here. Realistically, how immediately will that cash be in their pockets?
We will be making announcements over the next couple of days that will demonstrate how we're going to support Canadians, whether it's through EI for people who qualify for employment insurance, whether it's through direct income supports to people who don't qualify for employment insurance, whether it's money to businesses that will allow them to keep people on the payroll even though they're staying home, whether it's access to credit for businesses, to loans, whether it's help with mortgages. There's a range of measures that we're looking at, including the Canada Child Benefit, the GST credit for low-income Canadians. These sorts of things are all on the table in terms of tools that we're looking at to help Canadians as quickly as possible get through this time.
So you see things like the Canada Child Benefit as a way to just directly increase those funds in their bank accounts?
We're looking at a range of things. We'll be making announcements most likely tomorrow about how we're going to get money into Canadians' pockets so they can be reassured that they can make the right choices for their families, for their loved ones, to keep themselves and those around them safe.
Will the tax deadline be extended?
As I said, we're looking at all sorts of different ways of helping Canadians, and this is part of what we're looking at. We'll have an announcement tomorrow, most likely around that.
The U.S. Fed has cut interest rates to 0%, an unprecedented move. I know the bank has already cut Canada's interest rates to about a 3/4 of a percent, but should Canada follow suit, given the extreme circumstances that we're seeing?
Well, we highlighted those extreme circumstances when, for the first time in history, the finance minister and the governor of the Bank of Canada were side by side on Friday afternoon making unprecedented announcements around $10 billion in access to credit and capital for businesses, and the Bank of Canada announced a surprise rate drop as well. We will continue to work with all financial institutions and partners, but as you know, politicians don't direct the Bank of Canada to touch its rate.
You said you want to follow the advice of experts through this pandemic, but the U.S. border has been left open for tourists to cross into Canada. I know it's not supposed to affect any trade or commerce, which, of course, given our integrated economies, makes sense. But BC's chief medical officer of health says we don't want people coming to visit that might be putting people here at risk. And, of course, the situation in Washington State is dire, and the only deaths we've had in Canada are in BC. So why not listen to the advice of experts like BC's chief medical officer of health in making sure American tourists don't come into Canada as well?
As I said yesterday, we took a monumental and unprecedented step of preventing foreign nationals other than American citizens from coming to Canada. And the Americans, we are looking and coordinating carefully with the American administration on next steps we could be taking, and we will be announcing those in the coming days if there are any, because we recognize, as you said, that the situation with the U.S. is more complicated because of the deep level of integration of our economies and the potential consequences on supply chains. That is something we need to get right, and we're focused on getting that right.
What will your message be to Canadians this morning? You've already announced a number of different measures.
My announcement this morning will be about social distancing, about what the Chief Medical Officer of Canada, Theresa Tam, announced yesterday, no gatherings of more than 50 people across the country. Everyone who can stay home should stay home. That obviously keeps them safe, but it also indirectly keeps people who do have to continue to work safer by having fewer people around. We need to try and get into a completely different situation as a country, as an economy, and we will be there to support people while they do that. We need to prevent our medical system from getting overloaded, and the best way to do that is to stay home if it's at all possible.
Have you shown any symptoms? How are you holding up in isolation?
I'm doing just fine. Sophie has got a headache and some flu symptoms, but it's still not serious. The kids are fine, and I'm doing fine. Although the kids are wondering why, if I'm at home every day, why I'm spending all my time on the phone on conference calls and working. But it's a situation that is important to stay on top of, obviously.
Understandable. And Prime Minister, thank you so much during these unprecedented times to take your time to join us and talk today.
It's always a pleasure to talk with you, Cormac.